Now let's go ahead and open our Bibles up this evening to Ephesians chapter 6. And we're going on, I think this is study number 30. I had no idea. I thank God I don't have an idea. I just show up and here we go. And I thank the Lord he takes us on. And we know, thank God, this never will be exhausted, honeys. We're going to have a body like unto his own. And this is the only thing that's ever going to remain and abide is the word of God. And how wonderful to understand and to look into this and know that it's all because of the depths of the love of Christ for us that we have this. And this is not just something we read. This is something that has entered into us, and we're of the word. We're of him. Thank him tonight. We are of him. We're born of God. We're sons of God now. And I thank God what's going to be, which has already been done. Hallelujah. Now, let's begin reading tonight from verse 10 of chapter 4. Chapter 6. We'll get this right here in a minute. And it says there, verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." See, he wants you to understand what power is there for you, what backing's there for you. Praise God. You don't need to rely on anybody else. You rely on God. And I thank God that we know that. You know where to go. We go boldly. And we thank God we have but one mediator between God and man, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise his name. Thank him for it. "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So you know it's not flesh and blood that's trying to defeat you. It's not flesh and blood that's trying to make you bitter. It's not flesh and blood that's trying to get you to go the other way. This is the enemy. And the enemy, let me tell you something. Without God, he'll wipe us out. And he will. He steals, kills, and destroys. That's all he'll do in your life. And he'll bring things that sound so good. Compromise that seems so right, so easy, so at hand. And that's what will destroy you. And I'm talking about destroy you and defeat you from God's best. And the Lord help us to really take hold of what we have. So instead of that, let's take unto you, verse 13, the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the day of evil, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. How complete this is, so wonderful. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we'll stop there. So we thank God tonight. We have the precious girdle of truth. We have the breastplate of righteousness. I thank the Lord that we've got the gospel shoes that have given us such wondrous peace. I thank the Lord that we've planted down that mighty, wondrous shield of faith. Thank you, God. And now you think how thrilling it is and how equipped we are, how fully able we are. And yet, this is the God that, oh, there's even more. And tonight we come to the helmet of salvation. Look at this as the crowning cap of it all there in verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. Brothers and sisters, as you turn over to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. I believe this is speaking of the mind of his wife. And that's who she is. She is this warrior. Yes, she's a lover, but she's a warrior. Oh, she's a company of two armies. Let me tell you something. She knows how to fight a good fight. Hallelujah. And here is this mind of, believe it or not, this is the mind of Christ, and this is the mind that cannot be defeated. And here is what we're told in verse 8 of chapter 4 of Philippians. And notice we got another finally. Finally. Praise God. You have all this. Now finally, praise his name. Brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things, praise God. Now, the next verse puts your mind right there. Let's read verse 9. So, Paul says, those things, obviously all those things that we just read in verse 8, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Now, you notice that. In me, in Christ. Praise the Lord. Now we know that was Paul, but we know where Paul was pointing. In Christ. And in that wonderful gospel that Paul had given, was given to give to us. We have it, brothers and sisters. It's all in this precious gospel. But this helmet is when we go from knowing this gospel and we go on to reckoning. So we know it, we reckon it. Amen? We count it. It's done. He's faithful. It's finished. Praise God. He's given it to us. But then it's from knowing to counting it or reckoning it. Now this is yielding to it. Yielding, surrendering every happening of life to the mind of Christ to reign over everything. The mind of Christ reigning over everything. Here is the mind of Christ that reigns over everything. And that verse we just read, that's the mind of Christ that reigns in us. It's there. When we start to drift and to think of those things that aren't the good report and aren't lovely, brothers and sisters, that's the lie. That's not who we are in Christ. That's not what our MO is. That's not what's, again, garnering really any attention of who we are and what we're to be about. But this is the mind, this word, that everything we surrender to him and we surrender in complete confidence and resting in joy and peace that he is keeping it, that he will do it. I think of all the prayer requests that we've just had, and we thank God for each and every one of them. But we don't give these requests in distress. We don't give them in, oh, I'm distraught. No, by the grace of God, we give them, praise the Lord, in peace and joy and believing. Thank the Lord, I've got the throne of grace. Thank the Lord, I have, praise God, brethren of like precious faith that pray, that do believe the Lord, that enter in Jesus' name, praise God, that we lift it up together. I want to be as one of those. I was expressing to a sister today. I said, just let you get on the other side of this brother and I'll get on the other side of him and we'll just lift his hands to God. That's all I want to do. That's all I can do by the grace of God. Believe the Lord together. But believe the Lord together in the word of the Lord. Amen. And understanding, God, help us to truly be those ones that are spiritual, that are the restorers, amen, considering thyself. I understand that very well. Like I tell you, I thank God, no more rocks in here by the grace of God. Don't want them in here. We don't want to be throwing stones at all. You do not want to be doing that. But at the same time, that's not just patting someone on the head and condoning them to just go on and continue to do. We need to pray. We really need to pray for one another. The Lord continue to take these situations and to allow us to break, truly, to be that ground that the Lord would make pliable. Lord, break up the fallow ground in my life. Help me. Let me be sincere. We're going to get to the sword of the Spirit here pretty soon. And I'll tell you what, That's such a wondrous thing because it needs to really, and it will, but allow it to show you and discern the intents of your heart, not just everybody else. You need to know the intent of your heart by God's grace. And you know what? It does. It does. But God help us, let's not fool ourselves what the intent of our heart is. The last thing we want to be doing at the time of the coming of the Lord is going through motions. And just thinking that my life is somehow, really in the presence of bridal saints, it's just a function of what I do. It's a presentation. It's something that I just come and make a appearing. That's not what this is. This is sincerity. This is reality. And God help us to be the most genuine people before the Lord and before our brethren that we could ever be. Now, I believe that was a lot of the problems with the disciples. They're all trying to show each other which one was better and which one could do this. Then when the Lord finally laid it down and said, they all looked at each other, well, we're pretty much a whole bunch of failures. Then God did something with them. Then they could be used to the Lord. So we see this, that it is his keeping. This helmet of salvation is the vision that the Lord gives us. I thank God. The mind, hallelujah, it sees. And I want to see with the Lord's vision. And the beautiful thing about the Lord's vision and the enlightened eyes of understanding, it always sees the sum of all things. It sees the end. It sees the result. It calls those things which be not as though they were. Praise the Lord. That's how Ephesians started us off on this, didn't it? Honeys, you've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You are fully beyond what you could ever even comprehend, equipped with all my grace. You've got it. Now, let me tell you what that grace did in me before the foundation of the world. That's how long ago it was. Let me tell you about what I made for you and for me. What I created for you, praise the Lord, that it would be made manifest, praise God, that you would come forth for me, that there would be that perfect time. And oh yes, the church is in a deep, deep sleep, like you're praying, honey. I pray that this church would be filled as well too, sweetheart. But as a pastor used to tell us long time ago, I could sit here and I could put in the papers that on Sunday we're going to hand out $1,000 bills. You're just going to stand, you got to come to church, but we're going to hand everybody out $1,000 bill. They'd be lined up out this door to get that $1,000. I still think $1,000's enough to get them here. 100, they wouldn't come. And that's the truth. It's where we've come. It's sad. You could get out there and you could say, look, I'm going to give you the inheritance of Bill Gates to every single one of you. You could add all that up. You could make it infinity. And you still couldn't even compare to this. And I hope, I pray that we know that that is the reality of it all. I mean, you need to really put this just in the terms of the Lord puts it on a basis. I mean, they're trying to, you know, make a ship that'll travel to Mars. Your husband, he spoke Mars. He spoke the galaxies. He spoke the universe. He spoke it. He's there. He's everywhere. He encompasses all time. And you're going to have a body like unto his own. And they're talking about taking a ship up there, and that's a woo-woo. And I'm telling you, this is what the Bible says. Do you believe the word of God? Help us to even have more faith in it, Lord. But see, it sees the end of it all. It sees the sum of the things. See, the armor, praise God, It defends, but it also gives us the whole purpose of what we're here for. All the pieces working in this perfect harmony that are given to us freely. We don't earn them. We don't deserve them, but God freely gives them. That's part of all the spiritual blessings. And we have it. And it will produce. And it will sustain. And what it's going to produce and sustain is Christ in you, the hope of glory, filled with all the fullness of God. That's what this gospel does. And as the Holy Ghost just again continues to grace us and to work in us, truly to work in us, to will and to do after his good pleasure, as we grow in this love and this capacity for it, oh, how he expands the wineskin, doesn't he? I just thank God how he does this. But see, this is when our mind is saturated, captivated with certainty. Certainty. You're not doubting. And I know we're but humans. And I know we all have moments, and we have moments throughout the day. But God help us that it's just a moment. That you understand your humanness for a moment, but then it's, well, that's, yeah, I get that, but now I'm a son of God. I know who's for me. I know my backing. I know this power, praise God, from up on high. I know that the very power of the resurrection, hallelujah, lives in me. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm, by the grace of God, I believe by grace, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I've got all that power and the fullness of it. Isn't that something? And here we are, and Jesus showed us this. He lived as man, and his whole life as man, and continues on to be, just expecting from the Father. Everything from the Father. That's what's so gorgeous. He's waiting for the Father to give him the throne. And that's by the grace of God. That's our life. We have the same Father. We have the same life that is the same confident life in his Father. It just needs to grow up in all that confidence. That's the beautiful thing. And I thank the Lord, as Jesus said, I could call 10,000 angels. I know he's very God, a very God. But I know that he can do that for me. I know that he'll protect that life the very same way if that's the will of God to protect it. It's not going to be treated any differently, and it won't, because he's not a respecter of his sons. He loves us. Isn't that awesome? To know that we're kept like that? And to know that, you know, you don't have any power but of my Father. You don't. You may think you do, but you don't. I'm not speaking to you. You understand that. I'm talking to those that might want to come against me, to harm me. They could devise different things. They can do horrible things and all of that. But that's just really the truth of it. My Father still has to allow you. Allow you. Now, that mind needs to be captivated and certain. And specifically stayed upon salvation's results. Do you understand that? Salvation's results. You think about the results of salvation. I'm seated in the heavens with Christ. You're now a son of God. The results of salvation, it's done, it's finished. Praise God, it's completed. Now, let's go on with that, especially the result for us, salvation with eternal glory. Praise God. So I'm not doubting what his grace, praise God, has assured my heart that he will perform. I was thankful to God, and we might have that sermon on Sunday. I've got so many he's dealing with me. I don't know which one he has for us right now. And it's marvelous. But I was so thankful. I was reading there about old Jacob, and he's getting ready to meet Esau, and he's getting a little nervous, you know, going to kill me and all my family and everything. And he's starting to pray. And he probably needed to pray earlier, but boy, he's praying because he knows Esau's going to be on that next horizon. I got to meet him. And so, you know, he starts to pray, and he's telling God these things. And he said, Lord, I need you. And then he says, you know, Lord, you've been so merciful to me, and I am so thankful. And then he said, but Lord, you promised. Man, that struck me. What has he promised you? Yeah. And he said he'd perform it, didn't he? He assured you he'll perform it. Sometimes, and you're going to get backed into that corner because he's going to allow it. You're going to feel like it. And you get to that place. all you can speak to him. But you promised. Amen. But you promised. You think he wants you to call that to him? Oh, but you promised. Now, that's what salvation with eternal glory is to me. You promised. You promised, Lord God, it's there for me. Salvation, praise the Lord, with the glory that shall be revealed in us. You promised. Salvation with us descending from the heavens, the wife of the Lamb of God having the glory of God. You promised.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, that's the helmet of salvation. That's what, praise God, he's given us. Go on over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. They said they don't know if the clock's working. I guess you could all be in trouble tonight. I don't know. I don't look at it very much anyways. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 5. Here's your helmet of salvation. You're all the children of light and the children of the day. That's just who we are. Isn't that beautiful how he just tells you who you are? You may not be acting like it, but this is who you are. You're born, praise God, Lord of all, but you're still trying to be a servant, but that's not who you are. It's not really who you are, but you can be tricked. You can be fooled. And I don't want that. He loves us too much. We can be too wise concerning and regarding our salvation. Wise, brilliant, alive, knowing. And thank God that power that works in it. But ye are all the children of the light and the children of the day. Ye are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. They that be drunken, be drunken in the night. Let us who are of the day, praise God, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Glorious, isn't it? The dynamic duo, faith and love, praise God. I didn't have all the faith, but Lord, turn on that love. I need a little joy. I need a lot of joy. Especially in this day, we need that joy, and that's what love does. It makes you joyful. So, Lord, putting on the breastplate of faith and love for a helmet, what? The hope of salvation. The hope of salvation. The expectation of salvation. That's not the hope I get to heaven. This is Paul speaking of. He knew where he was already seated. He's telling, oh my goodness, my hope, my everything is it's today. Amen. Today, he's coming today. That's the hope of salvation. Not someday down the road. And not just getting in there with the skin of my teeth. This is, praise God, the salvation with eternal glory. This is with everything. That's the hope. And here's why we know it's that. For God hath not appointed us to wrath. And that word wrath, you'll look that up in the Greek. It means the tribulation. God has not appointed us to the tribulation. He hasn't. He does not intend for us to go into the tribulation. But you have to willingly reject what his purpose is for you to go into it. Just like the promise. The promise was there for Israel. It was right there. He showed him. It's yours, honeys. He took them in there, showed them how the grapes, the land flowing with milk and honey. They saw. He was telling them the truth. He was telling them the truth. And all they had to go in was just to go in to take it. But they were determined in themselves. I don't want it. I don't want it. They were so duped shortly after that. You know, they were needing water again. And all they could do was curse Moses. And basically, they're cursing God. That was the prophet. The word of God was coming out of him. And you know what they said? It would have been better for us to be back there in that bondage, in that slavery, than to be out here watching the mighty hand of God. That's how far away they got from the truth and how quickly. Even after seeing this and this and this, that's why I say, but for the grace of God, honeys. Lord, help me to have that humble heart. That humble heart. Help me not to get at all hard in any way, stiff-necked in any way. God, help me to quit being offended. Help me. That it can really hurt you quickly. No. Brothers and sisters, it says that we are not appointed to wrath, but what does it say? To obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. And he's already speaking of our and we, so he knows he's already talking to, and this is about Christians. I'm not trying to obtain salvation. I already know I'm saved. So this isn't speaking of salvation in the sense of being saved and going to heaven. This is talking exactly about what it is, saved from the tribulation. This is why this whole fifth chapter is about being awake. It's about being alive. You're children of the day. Don't be sleeping. Amen. Be attentive. Be ready. I want you alive and ready at that first trumpet rapture. That's what I want for you. And he's telling us this, and he tells us so clearly so many different ways. But see, this was the heart of a Caleb. Going over to Numbers 13. We go to every single one of these, but they're just such wondrous examples. And he wore that helmet of victory. He had that mind, praise God, that was stayed upon the Lord. I'm not going to veer off. I'm not going to listen to all the knuckleheads around me. And yeah, they're my brethren, but my goodness, they're just a bunch of, it's like herding cats. I can't do it anymore. But here it was in verse 30 of chapter 13 of Numbers. It said, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. He couldn't handle it anymore. He couldn't handle hearing that unbelief. They were all murmuring, oh, we can't, we can't. They're too much. It's too big. And I'm telling you, it was just, what, 9 verses before that, they were bringing out a cluster of grapes that it took 2 men on a stave pole to get it out of there. What they saw, what we've seen, saints. And yet, as you said, sis, a lot of empty space in the pews. What's valuable to us? I want to be in and know my inheritance better and better and better and better. I thank the Lord. I can honestly tell you, I mean, he gives us these Bible studies. Yes, he ministers to my heart and throughout the week and studying and all the different things. And I thank God. It's such a rich time. My wife will testify. I don't really have time for anything else. And I thank the Lord. I'm not boasting. I'm just telling you as it is. But when you're getting this much, I'll tell you what, you better spend some time. But I thank God to come here. Because I'm telling you, the half has not been told. That I heard back over there on Ellsworth Drive. I'm here and I'm listening to what's coming forth with you. With you. And I sit here and I go, oh my goodness, Lord. Thank you. And it's just like this brother, he couldn't handle it anymore. We got to go at once and possess it. We are well able to overcome it. He knew it was there. He knew it was sitting before him. But it didn't even matter. The whole urgency was just getting in there. Occupying it. Enjoying it. Because the Lord means it for us. Now going over to chapter 14, verse 24. And this is what the Lord... Well, you know what? Let's back up a little bit. Let's go to 22. So the Lord is saying this to Moses here. And he says, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they will not see the land. They're not going to see the land, which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me to see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him. Oh, hallelujah. Wow. And hath followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Praise God. Isn't that beautiful? God is faithful to bring him in it. Even though all those other minions, they didn't want it. They provoked God and all that. Well, I'll tell you one thing. There's one that wants it. It's all for him. You get on in here. Caleb's my guy. Hallelujah. That's what it is. So another spirit. His promise, he believed that he would receive the promise of that glory. And why, brothers and sisters? It's because of that mind. We are well able. And it's now. It's not at another time. It's now. That's why I thank the Lord. We're possessing it now. We come to Bible study by the grace of God to hear this. We're entering into it now. You enter into it in your home. Don't get me wrong. But I thank God these lights come on. This doors are open. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here we go. And God does this. Now, and we're well able. And we're well able now. Why? Because God gave us the promise. And that's huge. He gave it to you. It's grace. It's grace. I'll be gracious to whom I'll be gracious. We did. We hit the mother load of gracious. Praise the Lord. We're talking about Paul's bridal message. Hallelujah. We do have that exceeding great and precious promise. Hallelujah. The better thing. His gifts that he gives to us. And I love how God gives. He just gives and gives and gives. His gifts are without repentance. His promises are yea and amen. He's not slack concerning his promise, is he? And it's impossible for him to lie. That's the helmet of salvation. See, you have it all. You have, you know it. You know this. By God's grace, you know it. And you're counting him faithful in that. And you're reckoning and it is done. You know, and I know this, saints, I can tell you, because of the grace of God that's with you, you know that you can't do a thing, that he's done it, that you are the lily that doesn't toil. You know that. Now yield to it. Yield to it now. That's it. There'll be springs of thankfulness you've never known. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, transforming us. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Let the Lord surprise you of who you are in Christ. Now, is that what our mind is stayed upon? Amen. I believe pretty much for the most part, it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful. Every fiber, knowing, awaiting, as we go through this life, that everything of my life is about this. Every step of my life has been divinely ordered for this. Every makeup about everything about me, whether I like it or not, is absolutely perfect. And in Christ, I wouldn't want it any other way. Praise the Lord. Always ready. The hope of salvation that Paul talked about here. I'm ready for a flight. He's coming today. He's coming today. He's coming today. He's coming tonight. He's just coming. Hallelujah. He's coming. Praise the Lord. And I know that we have that spirit because that's his. That's his spirit. And he's given us that. And that's the same spirit I know that my precious Savior, our bridegroom, has right now. The Father's going to send me now. That's what he, I know that's impressed upon him constantly. Because I know where that love comes that we have and that we receive to love him to say, Lord, you're coming now. That's his life. It's his faith. It's his love. It's his desire. I believe all those boxes are checked. And he gives us that. That's what we've grown into. Praise the Lord. Well, I'll tell you what, if this is us, then praise the Lord. I see we have a lot of beautiful helmets of salvation in here. And that's what, that captivates our minds. The reason that we know it is this helmet of salvation. The Bible says, going over to Romans 12, it says that the mind is renewed day by day. Day by day. It's in tune for a trumpet blast. And see, that's it just becomes such an abounding hope. It's just everything about your desire of life. I thank God for all of the happenings. I thank the Lord for the, I thank God for everything. I thank God for, especially I really like that cup of coffee in the morning. You know, just to, okay. You know, and you're praying before that. You're praying with your coffee going on. You're just thanking Him. There's things that come and a lot of things that we got to do and a lot of giants, but you're thanking the Lord. You're thanking the Lord. I got to get out there and harvest my grapes. I got to get out there and get my honey. Huh? More and more. Helmet of salvation. More and more. Verse 2 says of Romans 12, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Transformed thinking. It's a transformed, it's a new mind. And what that transformed means, it completely changed from how the world sees things. Thanks be to God. I don't want to see how the world sees things. I don't want that at all. I'm a happy man. A happy man is one that trusts the Lord. I trust God. You trust God. Thank you, Jesus. We're here to hear the word of God. And then it says renewed. That word renewed, thank you, Jesus, it means changed for the better. It's from a root word in the Greek that means fully grown. Fully grown. It's changing for the better because it's a fully grown mind. It's mature. It's able to see things, not as a child, not as a teenager. It sees it as that wise, wise one. Praise God. That's what that helmet does for us. Hallelujah. All to see what? The perfect will of God. The complete will of God. Yes. And all the perfect and complete will of God. Amen. That we thank the Lord that we know that this grace is so mighty. This truth is so divine. And His Spirit is so all-powerful in love. That we will grow up into Him in all things. We will grow up into the very measure and the stature and the fullness of Him. Amen. Unto a perfect man. Because that's His intent. It's His intent. Jesus Christ never doubted, as a man, the intent of the word and will of God for His life. He never did. You can say, well, He was very God of very God. Yes, that's true. But we have the same life. We have the same backing. We have the same love that's for us. So I know, do you know what the hope of His calling is for your life? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. It's the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's the one thing I hope to attain to. If by any means, that is our life. That's the life that lives in you. That's the life that truly lives in every single Christian if they would awaken to it. The fully purpose. The fully purpose life, praise the Lord, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lamb of God is going to that cross. He's going to be made sin for us who knew no sin. Nothing would ever stop that. The word. That same word is same power that is for us. And I thank the Lord. I live by the faith of the Son of God. I have that faith. I've got His faith. I've got His confidence in my Father, which is His Father, in our Father, that He will perform the good work which He's begun in me. And the good work is this wondrous word and this message. And praise God, the hope of his calling for my life, which is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's ruling and reigning jointly together with Jesus Christ. So I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. And I thank the Lord that I am only confident in him to do it. And no doubt, because it's the hope of that salvation with eternal glory. And it's not a hope if he does it. It's a hope that it's going to be tonight. Tonight. So in closing this up, this is a mind that is not distracted. This is a helmet, and it knows its purpose. It's a war. We're in a battle. It's constant. It's going to be constant. And the Lord loves that because he loves faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. Faith is what's always, we're going to have that trying. We're going to have trial. We're going to have trial upon trial. And this is serious. And it's so serious because the enemy wants to defeat us any way he can. But a mind that is stayed upon him, the Lord says, I'll keep you in perfect peace. Perfect peace. And we all know the testimony of that perfect peace because God in his faithfulness has shown us that allowing that grace to have our mind stayed upon him, you're in perfect peace. And you know it. You see it. You got it. Hallelujah. And it's always there for us. And brothers and sisters, the amount of peace is directly related to the amount of hope. A mind that is stayed upon Christ, my bridegroom, has a double portion of peace. It does. She's the New Jerusalem. I thank the Lord. I got a double portion of peace. I'm not just going to heaven. I'm going to heaven, praise God, with full glory. It's double, it's double, it's double the perfect peace, the joy that he gives us. This is the peace that, praise God, I thank the Lord. I'm not worrying about trying to change this flesh. It'll never change. The corruptible's coming off. The corruptible's coming off. The incorruptible's about to come on. Oh, I'm going to be like him. Come on. See, and as we began, going right back to Philippians 4:8, it's truly the barometer. It's the barometer of the readied wife. And really, brothers and sisters, let that saturate us tonight. Saturate us. You want to be a full overcomer? You want to win? You want to be a win? I'm winning, I'm winning, I'm winning. Well, this is how the winner thinks. This is the mind. This is the helmet of salvation. This is what it is. And I thank the Lord. I believe it. It's just to commend the love of Christ with you. We're surrounded with this. Thank you, Jesus. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report. And there's so much stuff that's so anti to that all the time in every one of our lives. Because we mess up. We say things. We do things. There's things that happen. It's intentional. It's intended for our lives. But even though all that's going on, this mind can reign. We don't need to give over to having the contrary things, the contrary thoughts, to reigning upon us. I'm talking about the contrary things like bitterness. Or resentment, or guilt, or anger. Brothers and sisters, those things, and I know they can consume us. And when that begins to reign, that's a sin that's reigning upon you. You have a sinless life, but your mind, it's not his mind. It's chaos, it's torn, it's not a mind that's readied. It's not the mind of the lovely. It's not that mind. Brothers and sisters, this is where our mind needs to be. This is the fully purposed mind. See, we can know this message, but what you love, and listen to this, What you love is what you meditate on. I'm going to say something. There are times in my life with my brethren, ones that I had disagreements with, that when I saw them, all I thought about was the disagreement. And that's not the way it should be. No. It's about the lovely. And I thank God that the Lord had to break me of it, because I wasn't ready. But I thank the Lord that that love of Christ that Brother Hill would always preach about, it's so lovely. That those thoughts might try to come in for a moment, but no, I'm with what He loves. He loves you, Vic. I'm meditating on the lovely brother, the lovely sister, the lovely sister. Not the flesh and blood, but the lovely. What you love is what you meditate upon. And what you meditate upon is what you become. Helmet of salvation. And it's such a lovely bride that'll be presented to Him. Amen? All right. Let's pray. Let's stand and pray.